You better get out your roster and start memorizing new numbers because there's going to be a lot of newcomers that are going to be new starters.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it live, all the way live. Welcome in the chat. Thank you all for being here. We're going to talk starters today. I think it's time. We've got some ideas. A lot of starting positions are going to be newcomers. So you better go find the spring roster. You better make you some flashcards and start getting used to all these new faces and new numbers because there's going to be a ton of them. We're going to go through all the newcomers that feel like they're taking over. We're going to talk about some returners that have kind of solidified their spot. And then we're going to talk about some positions that I still think are truly up for grabs. So it's going to be a fun day talking starters, talking Auburn football before we head to spring practice today here in about, I don't know, an hour and a half or so. So welcome on in. Let's jump into it. Let's talk about newcomers. Guys, there's going to be a bunch of them. Going to be a bunch of new names, a bunch of new faces, a bunch of new numbers to memorize. And we're just going to start right at the top. And this feels so good to say, okay? This feels so good to say because there's not a single soul that has to reach here. There's not a single soul that has to put on their salesmanship hat. There's not a single soul that has to stretch to talk about your starting quarterback, and that's Byron Brown. Everything that you expected out of him, I think you've gotten that and more. So right off the top, you got your man, Byron Brown's going to be your starter. There's no question there. The biggest competition is going to be who comes for quarterback anyway, is going to be who comes in behind him. So right off the top, you got your man 17. He's going to be your dude. Wide receivers. You're going to have almost a whole new wide receiver cast to learn. Your outside guys, about 99% are going to be Singleton and Koger if they're healthy. And then your slot guy, combo guy, Chaz Nimrod. They've stepped in and they are as advertised and maybe even more. Specifically Chaz. We all slept on Chaz. He was one of those first guys that popped. And I guess I know I'm guilty of it, not really looking back into last year and seeing what he was doing before he actually got knocked out. And then his departure or his injury gave Jeremiah Koger all the opportunity to get those, you know, the statistics that he put up last year. As far as returners at wide receiver, obviously you still got Sam Turner and you got Duke Smith. They're still young. They're still grinding. Both of them, I think, will probably see some playing time. They're both working really hard. But as far as starters go, feels pretty confident to say those three guys are your top guy. Tight end is a little bit tricky, even though they're almost – not almost. I guess all of them are newcomers. But I think it's going to depend on the play. I really do. I think it's going to depend on the play and the situation. But as of right now, it feels like the first tight end that's going to go out there is Jake Johnson. And Jake Johnson is a guy that has played a ton of football. He looks really good running routes. I don't think he's just going to be a blocker. And as this offense evolves to be competitive in the SEC, like Keyshawn Singleton said, doing a lot of the same stuff, just evolving a little bit, adding some new stuff, because it's a different level of competition, maybe you see the tight end becoming more of a weapon. Him or Eccles would probably be your 1-2 punch as of right now. It feels like Jake Johnson's that guy. One of the surprises of spring camp has been Derek Plaz. Really, really feels like left guard at this point in time is completely locked in. It really does. It feels like he's the guy. Every time they run out a starting five, he's there. He's a consistent guy that's there. So get to know Derek Plaz. Huge surprise. And here's the coolest thing about him is you get him for multiple years. And that is just spectacular. For him to come in and kind of whip, I don't want to say whip, okay? That's extreme. For him to come in and already assert himself over some guys that have played a ton of football already. I mean, you got Jacob Strand, you got Jack Layer, you got a lot of guys that have played a ton of football, and he hasn't. And he's sort of asserted himself right there at left guard. So definitely remember that name. Cole Bess, obvious. He's going to be your center. He's going to be great. Keep him healthy. And you're going to have a solid dude right there in the middle that you can depend on. Whoever's responsibility is to check or identify pressure, whether it be, you know, Cole Bess, Byron Brown, or a combination of both, they know what they're looking for. Cole Bess knows what to be looking for, and that's huge. And then Joseph Simmons is the only other one on the offensive line that I think is 100% locked in. He's been working both at right tackle and left tackle. In a perfect world, I think he's your starting right tackle. Could he play left tackle? I think so. I think he's got the athleticism to do it. But obviously with Stanton Ramil coming back from his injury, I think that the most ideal scenario is for him to be slated in there at left tackle. We'll talk about a couple of the positions I think that are up for grabs on the offensive line in just a minute. Let's switch over to the defensive side of the ball. And if you got questions, hit them up. I'll try to be paying attention and watch and get to them when I can. But it sort of gets my train of thought off a little bit. There's really only three positions that I feel like you can confidently say a newcomer has a spot on defense, which is good because I would say the majority of the guys you brought back from last year's team were on that side of the ball. But Deshaun Womack is going to be one of your starters. The only thing I don't know quite yet is, do they have him at stand-up edge, or is he going to be more of that, you know, Keldrick Falk, you know, hand in the ground end, set the edge type end, or is he going to be your coming off the edge pass rusher guy? Doesn't matter. I guess either one he can be good at. It just feels like he sort of emerged as the leader of that whole room. When you see starting lineups and when you see starter drills go, he's always the consistent. So number 15, remember that one. Could this be his year? Could this be his year that he finally gets the opportunity to live up to his rating? I think that is going to be really fun to watch. And I know he's got to have some motivation there. This is it. This is the last ride. Feels like Womack's going to be one of those guys. Cody Sigler, your three technique, your defensive tackle. Think about Malik Blockton from last year, that position. They can't say enough good stuff about this guy. They feel like they nailed that one. That was a good one that they picked out. They identified, they evaluated. They feel like they nailed that one. And he has been every bit of who they expected him to be. So really good stuff out of Cody Sigler. And then your corner, Andre Jordan. Andre Jordan feels like somebody that – another one that you picked out and you feel like you nailed. We'll talk about the other corner spot in a little bit, but that one in particular feels like you knocked that one out of the park. He's been steady. He's been consistent. Every single time that they throw corners out there, the other one may rotate. He's locked in. So good stuff. Remember, I mean, that's 11 new starters that you're going to have to remember. And that might not be all. Like, there's still some positions, I think, that are up for grab. That's 11 or 12 new numbers to have to remember, new names to get used to remembering coming in. But as far as when you bring in 49 or 50 new guys, it feels good that those dudes are kind of moving to the top. The ones that you picked out, they're a lot of them are panning out as expected. So good stuff there. We're going to talk about returners, okay? Some homegrown high school guys that are still making noise. They're still kind of securing spots. We'll talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to PayZoom. Look, if you have a business that accepts credit card payments, why would you do business with someone you don't know personally? You can reach out to Nate. He's local, state of Alabama. You can pick up the phone and call him direct. He can help you find all the discounts that you need so you're not paying all those fees for absolutely nothing, throwing money away. And then still, today's the last day. If you're a restaurant owner and you qualify, you can receive the brand new, what's the name of it? Hold on. The brand new Genius POS system for free. It's a $25,000 value if you qualify. Reach out to him, 251-648-7580. Go to bizpayzoom.com and check it out. Show him some love. Show him some, tell him we're Eagle. Tell him we sent you. Also, if you need a good real estate in the area, Auburn, Opelika, East Alabama, doesn't matter. Would love to help you out. Email me, kylerush@kw.com. Working with a lot of you guys right now, and would love to continue. So if you want to buy, build, sell, or invest, hit me up. Would love to help you. We'll be back right after this. So the returner guys are obviously outnumbered, okay? They're outnumbered, so it was going to be – it's going to be a tough competition for a lot of them, but there are guys that have, maintained, and some guys have even stepped up a little bit as far as, taking that next step and sort of solidifying, planting their flag and saying, hey, I'm not coming off the field. And what better way to start off than with Jeremiah Cobb? Jeremiah Cobb last year, I still think it's criminal that he didn't get to 1,000 yards, and he's every bit of 1,000 yard back. And he is a guy that they are hitching their wagon to. I know there's going to be multiple backs that play. I know that a lot of those guys are going to get experience. You got Bryson Washington back there. You got Omar that, he's always like number two that goes in drills. Like, I don't think he's necessarily your number two guy, but he's got that leadership quality about him as well. Jeremiah Cobb for sure feels like he's going to be the guy at running back. So there's your a returner, a familiar face that'll be easy to recognize when he runs out there, and I think he's going to be primed for a really, really big year, and I'm excited for it. Dallas Walker definitely feels like he's going to be your number one as of now as that nose position. He really started to come on stronger as the year went on. There is a good competition there, though. That's a good room. That room, that true defensive tackle room, has ended up being a really, really good fight. You got Jordan Crawford, you got St. Ferrier, and you got Tavian Branch, the true freshman, making some noise there too. But it does feel like Walker is a little bit ahead of the pack there. Another returning guy, getting that extra year. Good stuff. Good stuff there. Your linebackers, man. The best room. I don't want to say the best room. Arguably one of the top two best rooms on the team. You're going to have Xavier Atkins. You're going to have Elijah Melendez. And then you're going to have Bryce Diaz. 1, 2, 3. Boom, right there. Don't need anything else. Those guys are studs. Those guys were Durkin's guys. and they're going to be back for another year. And I think you can go ahead and pencil those guys in at starter. Safety. Safety, man, is interesting, okay? Because I'll say this. It feels like both safeties are going to be returners, okay? Both safeties are going to be returners. I don't know which ones they're going to be yet. But it does feel like one guy you can pencil in, and that's Eric Winters. I really think no matter what lineup you see go out there, from what I've gathered and from what I've seen with my own eyes, Eric Winters is the guy back there. Now, will it be Caleb Harris? Will it be Newboy? That kind of goes into the next topic. The only one I feel really, really confident about, though, is Eric Winters there as far as a returner goes. So we'll have to see how the whole thing, you know, shakes out. We're talked about a lot of starters, okay? And I don't necessarily know if the goal by the end of spring is to be able to identify every single starter or try to identify the majority of them. But there's still going to be some really good battles. There's still some really good battles going on right now that I think some positions are up for grabs. Now, I'm only talking about starters. My gracious, the two and three deep, I don't even know that I could attempt to go there quite yet. Okay, but there are some really good battles that I think are up for grabs. The right guard position on the offensive line is up for grabs. How good does that feel? And there's multiple guys that could play there. If Stanton Ramil comes back and he's fully healthy, Ty Buster could slide in there and play right guard. You got Cole Skinner that could play right guard. You've got Cale Ellis, who's been seen in that starting group a couple of times, that could play right guard. I wonder, though, if they're going to protect him a little bit, just because I don't know that they necessarily have a true backup center. But, man, that offensive line group as a whole is fun. It's fun to have a lot of these different guys that I think could win the job. Left tackle, again, feels like Stanton Ramil, that's what they want. I guess he's still got to come back fully to see if he's it. You know, but even if he's not, man, Ty Buster could play one of the sides. He could play left. He could play right. You just got a bunch of options. But the right guard position, I think, is completely up for grabs right now. Offense, though, that's pretty much it, man. I mean, we walked through the whole deal. It feels like right guard is still nobody knows. Could be multiple dudes. Switching back over to the defensive side. So I said Deshaun Womack is one end. The other end is to me up for grabs. And really, I think it depends on how they come up with how to utilize Deshaun Womack. Again, if he's going to be a hand in the ground guy, you know, maybe you're looking at a Chris Murray. Or maybe you're looking at a J.J. Falk. Maybe you're looking at one of those true edge stand-up pass rusher guys. If he's that guy, then maybe, you know, that brings in Jared Smith on the other side. A lot of good options. Again, one side feels solidified. The other side is up for grabs. I really want to see Jared Smith take it, man. Who do y'all want to see take it on that side? I love Chris Murray. I think he is a great player. I'm so fired up for him to be back. But it just feels like if you can have Jared Smith live up to his billing, you can have him start exploding and getting the hype that a lot of these other guys are getting. That, to me, is the ceiling. That just blows the roof off as far as the potential of this pass rush. TK agrees. Jared Smith. So who emerges on that other side? There's been a lot of good stuff about J.J. Falk. There's been a lot of good stuff about several of those guys that you've been hearing. But, man, I really want to see Jared Smith. I want him to take it. I agree, because if he takes it, that means he's in beast mode, because there's some really good competition in that room. We kind of teased it a little bit earlier. The first safety, I feel like, is kind of locked in with Winners. I think you're solid there. The other one is going to be an all-out brawl between New Boy and Caleb Harris, and I have no idea who wins that one. I really don't. Caleb's been quiet. A lot of the news headlines, a lot of stuff's been quiet in regards to him. There's been some sightings of Fagans in the starting lineup. That's going to be a war. And boy, how fun is that to think about? Your first safety off the bench could be either Caleb Harris or Anquan Fagans. Gets me jacked up, guys. And then the last position that I think is truly up for grabs is that number two corner. You've seen the emergence of Gavin Jenkins is one of the top two storylines to me of spring camp. That one and Derek Plaz are just huge storylines. Now, I mentioned in one of the practice updates that you haven't seen a lot of Shamar Arnaud. Didn't really know where he fell as far as the pecking order goes. Well, I think he's been a little bit banged up, but he hasn't been banged up to where he's working on the indoor. So I'm going to pay attention to that today and see if I can kind of get a little bit better of idea of where he's stacking up and like what he has, what he's able to do right now. But yeah, it feels like that position is completely up for grabs, and you got a young guy making some noise. You know, got a young guy that could play a lot of football down the road that's making some noise, making it happen. So a lot of fun, man. This has been interesting with the roster turnover. Hopefully it's, you know, this is the only time that you turn it over this much. But it does feel like they found some really, really talented guys that are coming in with a chip on their shoulder that have taken some jobs. Taking some jobs, and they've sort of, you know, moved their way in and you know, kind of planted their flag. So that's good stuff. We got practice today at 9 o'clock, so we'll be there ready to go. And we'll go live this afternoon again, probably around 2 like we did last time, and just have a breakdown, a Q&A, all that good stuff. So make sure that you guys set the alert bell, like and subscribe, so you're ready when that goes down, and we'll kind of break everything down, talk about what we saw, and have some fun. So, man, I really appreciate it. Love talking about this. We're almost halfway through spring. Feels like we've been practicing for like a month, but we're almost halfway through spring. A-Day's closing in. March is on. I mean, this is it. Last day of March. So April is here, and A-Day draws near. So, guys, I really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Another episode of the Top Button Podcast live. Stay buttoned. And I'm buttoned up today. So no, not just a hoodie. We're buttoned all the way up to the top. We're ready to go.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.